Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Taiwan, Falun Dafa showcased at National Taiwan University's 90th Anniversary Celebration Parade. Berlin, Germany, exposing China's forced organ harvesting during Organ Transplantation Conference. International Vocal Competition promotes traditional vocal arts. We Must End This Pure Evil, documentary screening and forum on illegal organ harvesting held in Alabama. 70-year-old harassed by police while on medical parole dies on holiday honoring elderly. And 9-day Falun Dafa seminar offered in Toronto. Now for the stories.
Taiwan. Falun Dafa showcased in National Taiwan University's 90th Anniversary Celebration Parade. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in National Taiwan University's 90th Anniversary Celebrations on November 10, 2018. The Falun Dafa entry consisted of the Tianguo Marching Band, a fairy dancer group, and practitioners demonstrating the exercises and displaying banners. Professor Chang Chinhua, director of the Taiwan Falun Dafa Association, said that the university's Falun Dafa Club recently held a 9-day workshop on campus and also held seminars to introduce the Shenyun performing arts and promote traditional Chinese culture. The Falun Dafa Club at Tainan University was established in January 2000, the first of its kind at a Taiwan university. The student and faculty members can be found in a variety of majors, including finance, law, engineering, language, biology, political science, and others. One member is an Argentine student studying Chinese at the university's Language Center. Andre said, in 2005, I learned about Falun Dafa at a book fair in Buenos Aires. After I returned home, I downloaded the book Drun Falun from the website I found on a leaflet. I was really interested in the principles mentioned in the book. Later, I contacted practitioners in Argentina to learn the exercises, and then I started to practice, he explained. Andre continued, after I began to practice Falun Dafa, I became more interested in Chinese traditional culture and cultivation. I decided to come to Taiwan to learn Chinese and participate in activities organized by the university's Falun Dafa Association. I am very happy to be part of the parade. Another participant said, besides participating in the parade, this semester, we will let people know about the Chinese Communist Party's state-sanctioned live organ harvesting from Falun Dafa practitioners in China. We plan to hold a photo exhibition and screen documentary films to inform people about the egregious persecution in China.
Berlin, Germany. Exposing China's Forced Organ Harvesting During Organ Transplantation Conference. The 27th Annual Conference of the German Transplantation Society was held at the Cosmos Convention Center in Berlin on November 7th through 10th, 2018. Falun Gong practitioners held activities for 2 days to raise awareness of the Chinese Communist Party's state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting. Falun Gong practitioners held large banners, demonstrated the exercises, and explained the facts of Falun Gong and the CCP's persecution to doctors, medical professionals, and passers-by. They called for help to stop the brutal acts of the CCP. Many accepted Falun Gong informational materials and were appreciative of the practitioners' efforts. Andreas Crum signed the petition and talked with a practitioner for about 20 minutes. He said, I hope more people can sign this so the German government can mention the concern about the persecution of Falun Gong in a high-level dialogue with the CCP. In the past, in high-level dialogue between the two countries, the German government paid attention to commerce and trade while ignoring what's happening in China. Crum learned about forced organ harvesting after watching a documentary which aired on German TV a few years ago. The documentary details China's concentration camps and also mentions illegal organ trafficking. Crum said, "I was shocked. I could not imagine that there are such cruel things happening in today's world. I only know the persecution of Jews in German history. I didn't know in today's China there is such a brutality against the Chinese people." Stephanie Russ had tears in her eyes after she read the flyers exposing the CCP's forced organ harvesting. She asked how she could help. She said, "I hope that all people will be awakened and see what has happened in the world. It is very sad that Falun Gong practitioners suffer forced organ harvesting. We have to work hard to stop this. The more people that know the truth, the more they will object to the persecution."
International Vocal Competition Promotes Traditional Vocal Arts. New Tang Dynasty, NTD Television's 7th International Chinese Vocal Competition, concluded its 3 days of competition on November 10, 2018. The finals were held in Engelman Hall at the Baruch Performing Arts Center in New York City. The mission of NTD's competition is to promote traditional vocal arts of pure authenticity, pure goodness, and pure beauty, and provide a world-class arena for all Chinese vocalists to showcase their talents, according to the competition website. The competition this year attracted more than 120 contestants from a dozen countries and regions across four continents. The contestants included professional singers as well as professional-level enthusiasts and students. After the finals, 20 contestants took home various awards for their performances. Simeng Wu, the Gold Award winner for the female division, is currently studying vocal arts at a university in the United States. She said, "Bel canto is the highest vocal art. This competition encourages me to be even better and to work hard to do my best to sing well." Shifeng Wan, the Silver Award winner for the male division, comes from New Jersey and had participated in the 5th International Chinese Vocal Competition held by NTD. He has been studying bel canto since high school and majored in vocal arts in college. Drew Daniels, a graduate from Utah who has a master's degree in opera singing, said the contestants were very skilled and talented. She was especially impressed by the performance of Simeng Wu. Ms. Daniels said that even though she did not understand Chinese, she could tell that Wu's voice was very lively and that her performance was full of feeling. Pianist Yili Wu said, "I'm very glad to see that this many Chinese descendants have high accomplishments in the arts."
We Must End This Pure Evil, documentary screening and forum on illegal organ harvesting held in Alabama. More than 100 faculty members, students, and healthcare providers from two colleges in Alabama were shocked to learn of the state-sanctioned organ harvesting in China when they attended a series of events held on October 25th and 26th. The documentary Human Harvest was screened at Spring Hill College on October 25th. Two forums on the issue were held the following day on the campuses of Spring Hill College and Southern Alabama University Medical School. Three speakers answered audience questions, including David Mattis, a well-known Canadian human rights lawyer, Jean Weldon Gilchrist, an assistant professor in the oncology division at the University of Utah School of Medicine, and Yu Qijiang, a Falun Gong practitioner who was tortured in China. Falun Gong is a traditional spiritual discipline that has been brutally persecuted by the Chinese regime since 1999. Dr. Daniel Matthews, after attending the screening, said, "This is pure evil." Dr. Matthews is a local surgeon who came to the screening with his daughter, a student at Southern Alabama University. He said he knew about the organ trade on the black market, but he had never heard about the systematic forced organ harvesting in China. He said that a doctor's ethical responsibility is to use their skill to save lives, not hurt people. He thought that the Chinese surgeons involved in the forced organ harvesting must have struggled with their consciences. He said he would pray that they would realize they've committed crimes. Dr. Matthews is glad that the U.S. government has made some progress in formulating laws on the issue. He believes that healthcare organizations should take action to stop the illegal organ transplant travel to China, as without a market, the Chinese government would have to stop. Human rights lawyer David Mattis said that public pressure from the international community would help reduce the burden on Falun Gong practitioners, but it cannot stop the persecution. He pointed out that we need to make laws against the illegal organ travels and bring the Chinese doctors and institutions involved in this forced organ harvesting to justice.
A 70-year-old harassed by police while on medical parole dies on holiday honoring elderly. A woman imprisoned for her faith in Falun Gong was released on medical parole after being diagnosed with cancer. She recovered by doing Falun Gong exercises at home, only to be harassed frequently by police. Her health took a turn for the worse, and she died at age 70 on the Double Ninth Festival, a traditional Chinese holiday to pay reverence to the elderly. Ms. Xu Yupan, a resident of Jiaozuo City, Henan Province, began practicing Falun Gong in 2007. She credited the mind-body practice based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance for improving her serious medical conditions. Ms. Xu filed a criminal complaint in 2015 against former communist regime leader Jiang Zemin for ordering the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999. She was arrested on December 3, 2015, and sentenced to a 3-year prison term in 2016. Ms. Zhu was subjected to torture, intensive brainwashing, and intimidation as the guards at Xinjiang Women's Prison attempted to force her to renounce Falun Gong. Ms. Zhu was diagnosed with cancer 1 year later and released on medical parole. Her family had prepared for her funeral, but she recovered in just 1 month after resuming doing the Falun Gong exercises. When the police heard about her recovery, they frequently harassed her and forced her to report to them every day at the local police station. The police also followed her whenever she went out to do grocery shopping. She was greatly frightened and had nightmares every night. The devastating mental pressure took a toll on her health. She passed away on October 17, 2018.
Nine-day Falun Dafa seminar offered in Toronto. After the success of the first free 9-day Falun Dafa seminar in September, another one was held on November 3rd through 11th at the Culture Center in downtown Toronto. Attendees were grateful for the free exercise instruction and the chance to listen to the English translation of the original lectures given in China by Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of the mind-body practice. David, a chiropractor, could not finish the first workshop, so he returned for the second one. He said, "After the first two classes, I could feel so much energy. It is just incredible. My mind seems clearer, thinking more about what I am doing and what I am not doing. To me, all the teachings ring very true." Flor Duez attended the seminar every day. She said, "It is good, especially with what is going on in this world. Cultivating the goodness in people will make this world become a better place to live. Falun Dafa is deeply enlightening for me, physically and mentally. I am just learning this exercise, but it already really helps me physically. It makes me more flexible, and I am also learning how to be a kinder and happier person." 75-year-old Sally, who immigrated to Canada from the Philippines 40 years ago, learned about the workshop at a Philippine community event. She said, "This is the first time I am trying an exercise like this. I like it. The volunteers are very patient." Sally said she was touched by Toronto practitioners' efforts to raise awareness about the persecution in China, saying, "I am so sad because this exercise is so good and is helping people. Why does the Chinese government persecute these good people? I will tell everyone this exercise is good. My sister lives far away in Britain, but I will tell her online." Mila, also from the Philippines, said, "I noticed the energy right away. After attending this Falun Dafa seminar, I just hope to be a much, much better person. I learned a lot. Hopefully we can follow what Falun Dafa teaches." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.